Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Nuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys. Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. This is show number 63. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. And of course,
Feliz Navidad.
You were just listening to my favorite Christmas song ever, The Christmas Song.
Aww.
By The Carpenters, which I love so much more than life.
Karen Carpenter, that whole album reminds me of me and my brother.
Yeah,
that's
really?
That's all I gotta say.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
I love The Carpenters. They're so Christmassy.
Yeah.
Even if I hear one of their non-Christmas songs,
yeah.
I just instantly associate them with the holiday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what a loss. What a loss. But
the fire that burns bright.
I know. Sure did, didn't it? It is Christmas, and it is. I have been in a big phase of being in Bah Humbug and all this stuff, but I am going home tomorrow. I have a good 2 days.
Yay.
Two full days with my parental units and my brother, my grandmother, and all my cousins and everything. And I'm really excited. I mean, to me, there's an old Amy Grant song and a Dolly Parton song about a Tennessee Christmas, mm-hmm. but I love it. I love being in Tennessee for Christmas. And
Good food
and the mountains, and talk about the smells of Christmas. Like in the winter, it just smells like Christmas and fir trees and all of that. So I'm so excited to be going home and spending some time. And you know, it all comes down to it for me. It really is truly just a time of remembrance and family, almost more so than even Thanksgiving, to me, it's just really about family time for me. Christmas ends up being.
Do you guys, so, well, you're going to be staying with your family, so obviously you're going to be eating a lot of meals with them, but do you have like one big Christmas dinner?
We always do Christmas Eve. And we will have, it will be bigger than any Thanksgiving we could possibly have. And I look forward to it. I look forward to the turkey. I look forward to the ham. We have a million casseroles, not a million, but we'll have at least a good 10 different casseroles.
Yummy.
And we'll have homemade rolls and we'll have coconut cake, which is normally our thing. And then we make custard. Boiled custard and coconut cake. So it's just as rich as it possibly
sinful.
Could be. It is. And, you know, we don't really exchange presents anymore with the extended family the way we used to. We just eat together. Mm-hmm. And that feels great. I mean, you know, it feels great to not have the pressure of gifts because we're all kind of grown up. We don't have any little ones yet. But we sure do eat a lot. We eat with each other and it's great. I love it.
This isn't our big eating holiday. I mean, we tend to, in my house, we always do the Christmas Eve as well. Especially because we live in Chicago and we're so tiny. Sometimes we hang out on Christmas Day. Sometimes we don't. Because we're here, Christmas Day has always sort of ever since I got old enough to have friends where I would go out of the house to hang out with them. Christmas Day was always when we would all hang out with our friends. So my mom will visit with some of her friends and my dad will visit with some of his friends and I'll visit with my friends. And especially in the big city here, there's a lot of kids who can't go, or people who don't go home for the holidays. So Christmas Day is always traditionally when I hang out with my friends. But Christmas Eve is always a family. And mom she fixes a few little things. I fix a few little things. My sister fixes a few little things. And we just have like a little snacky buffet thing. But we still exchange gifts with each other. And
now, my immediate family, we exchange gifts, but I just don't with all the extended family.
Not all the bigger. No, we swap all the prezzies and do all the things. And there's always this ritual at the, you know, once we all arrive and we have our big giant sacks with everything in it and we bring it out there. So someone has to sort through all the gifts. So it's always who's going to get to do that. And then if it's my mother, she shakes every present that there is. And I swear, you can always tell my mom's gifts because there's little scratch marks at the corner because she's trying to peel the paper back. My grandmother did the same thing. So that's totally where my mom got it from. She's trying to
hide any secrets from your mama, can you?
Oh my God. Isn't that crazy? She's always trying to spy and see what's going on in there.
Isn't that crazy? She wants to know.
And it drives her nuts. She's always, okay, when are we opening? Is it present time yet? Okay, that's my mom. So it's so adorable. It's so endearing.
Now, have you asked for something big this year for Christmas?
I told them, think kitchen. That's all I said. I said, think kitchen.
Well, that's good.
So
I think
we'll
that's
see.
Very in line with your year of baking and
it is,
and
with the cookery.
Home stuff.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Putting a house together. That's what I told them. I said, think kitchen and we'll see what's going on. So it's been a crazy battle to try and find stuff for my parents though. I don't even know what I'm still.
Yeah.
I know some things that I have taken care of and I actually shop all year long. So I do already have some presents put away for them already. It's one thing I kind of do. If I see something for somebody in June, I buy it for them then. And then I just keep it. Cause it's, then you don't have to worry about it. But like the bigger gifts where it's, you know, it's trickier and it's hard, but I love it. I love the madness of it. I love rushing around. I love doing all the craziness. It's my favorite thing ever.
I love to wrap presents. It makes me so happy.
I don't like wrapping.
Well, I just like buying. Next year, maybe you could be my shopper and I'll be your wrapper.
We continue
to be a good team, Peter Maverick.
We complement each other.
I really love doing the wrapping. I love doing the decorating. Mm. My house has little icicle lights on the outside and my tree is freaking gorgeous.
You need to take pictures so we can
put
them on the
gorgeous. I will. I don't know how to get them digitally to you, but I will take them and wing scan them.
You can put them into your computer, yeah? Do you not have a digital camera?
I have someone somewhere. I don't know how to use it.
You bought the $2,000 TiVo box, but not the no.
I don't know how to really use the digital camera. I has it, but I don't know how to
use it.
Maybe
your lady knows how to use it.
Not so much. But we keep buying the disposables like you brought over to my house. So I still have some pictures left on those, so I took some of the tree, but it's gorgeous. I mean, my tree is gorgeous.
Yay.
I am so proud of it. And everybody keeps walking in, even like the guys from the UPS and the mailman, they're always like, oh, that tree looks like it belongs in a department store downtown. I'm like, oh, thank you. It truly gives me my Future Fag of America card that, you know, on my little sign and sealed. And I didn't have a tree the past few years, either just because I felt sad or lonely or I don't know what. I just didn't have one.
You weren't open to having a tree in your life.
I really wasn't. And I think it's a huge... It's a really big metaphor for me taking care of myself. Mm. And so if you're out there and you have put nothing up, if you have put nothing up, no stocking, no nothing, you know what? You need to go buy yourself, if you don't have it stored somewhere, something like a little pretty candle with a little something by it, a little something that smells Christmassy or holiday-ish. Because, you know, if you're listening to this and you don't have that in your life this holiday, just do a little something. Like, I know the past couple of years I couldn't have put up a tree. I just emotionally couldn't have done it. But you know, it's nice just to have a little, I don't know, go get some really pretty red flowers or a poinsettia or something for your house. You know?
I have it at my desk. I have a little miniature tree with lights and they blink and it's got little garland and it's got this little cow sitting on the top holding a star for the angel.
I love it.
And I got little Ma and Pa Santa, little made out of like beads and safety pins.
Now,
and
see, then, there you go.
That's, I do it at work because the cats won't mess with it. Really.
There you go. Oh, that's
truly
it.
But I've never actually had my own big tree at in my place.
You have a big enough place. Next year we're getting you a tree. We're doing the Target and a tree.
Next year I will hopefully have a man for Christmas.
There you go, a man.
That's
and,
what I asked for.
Tree.
That was my gift. No,
I'm working on it.
So, what was the best Christmas present you ever got?
Oh my God, ever?
Ever. What's the number one? What sticks with
I'm
you the most?
I'm gonna tell you a story that is a beautiful little story. Aww. I have a couple, you know, but I'll just tell this one because it's the most recent. It's actually 2 years ago when, well, this story goes way back. Sorry, I wasn't planning on telling this. I'm trying to figure out how to tell it.
I flustered her. She's now blushing.
When I was a little kid, I didn't want for much. Mm-hmm. I really didn't. I had a really great childhood. And so I could tell you, you know, oh, I got this cooking set or I got this or I got a bike or and all those would have been great. But I'm also hardwired in my brain, you know, that there just can't be enough abundance. So,
which basically
means I was a spoiled brat. And the one thing that I wanted as a very small child was I loved the television show Family Affair. I'm so dating myself.
Oh.
I loved the television show Family Affair. And the little girl on that had a doll named Mrs. Beasley,
yes.
who she walked around with little glasses and blonde hair and a little blue and white polka dot smock. And Mrs. Beasley would kind of talk to her and get lost with Mr. French, you know, Sebastian Cabot, who was the voice of Winnie the Pooh, you know, he was the butler and all this kind of stuff. I just loved it. I loved that show so much. I wanted to live in a New York apartment with a butler.
I really
was in love with the older sister, Sissy, which would now make sense that I'm a lesbian who loves older redheads. But anyhow, so
therapy on the queer
cast
today.
Therapy on the queer. So I never got a Mrs. Beasley doll.
Aww.
And I asked and I never got one. Well, you know, I had only my girlfriend, Kelly, that I've been with 2 years now.
Wow.
We've been together 2 years. Thank you. Just last week. And I don't have a clue. I don't remember us talking about Christmas and childhood because we met around December. And we must have been talking about Christmas. And I must have laughed and told her this story, you know, like, oh, it's just the craziest thing. And I didn't think about it. And if she did not, our first Christmas, we had only known each other 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And somehow, when we celebrated Christmas, which we didn't do till January because she'd gone home, we met each other. She was living in New York. She was here. She went home. She came back to spend New Year's with me and brought me a Mrs. Beasley doll. And I have no idea. It took me 30 some odd years to get one. So it was truly, that was an amazing gift. It was an amazing gift of somebody who just heard me. Now, I don't think she's heard me much since.
But that's okay. You got the Mrs. Beasley down now.
I'm teasing her. But no, but it was really a beautiful thing and it didn't feel hokey. And I had no idea. I had no clue. I was so shocked. I started sobbing. It was just hilarious. But that was a really, that was a really great gift. And that's just recent. And so that just pops into my brain because it takes me back to being a little kid. And now it just touched, you know, how about
it
you?
It all comes together. I don't know that I could ever say that there was a tangible thing that I ever got for Christmas. This is also a little bit of an emotionally rocky story, but, when I was first coming out, I met a lot of people who were HIV positive in the community.
Yeah.
It was, and they were very sick. There was no, we're going to rewind to the early 90s. It was 1992 and the state of medications was very different than it is now.
I mean, a lot of people actually in 1992.
Yeah,
I lost a few people in my life.
It was a very bad year in a lot of ways, but it was the year that I started the coming out process and I started meeting people in the community. And I think it was, and this is so weird to say, but I think it was around Christmas time of 1992 that we knew, I absolutely knew that this waiter that I knew from a little place called the Planet Cafe that we were hanging out with,
oh, yeah.
We knew he was going to die. We knew he was going to go. And it got really, really, really bad at the end. And so bad that I remember like rushing around trying to find whoever I could. And I'm so never going to be president because of this. But trying to find whoever I could to like buy marijuana for him just to make him comfortable, just to have something so he would eat because he got so thin and he got so sick. And he actually passed away just before Christmas. And I know that's a weird thing to say that was the best Christmas present ever, but he was so peaceful in the end and he was just right there.
Yeah.
And that was that still, every time I think about Christmas, I get very melancholy about it because it's a very bittersweet memory, but it's also a very happy memory because finally it was over and he was just free and he was just got to let go. So that's a little bit of a downer for my Christmas story,
but it's interesting.
It's so emotional.
It's the cycles of the season. And if we, our last show with Matt from the Brotherhood of the Phoenix, you know, went through all the cycles of the year with us, like the seven cycles. And, you know, at the end, that's kind of where we are. And it's not really about death. It's just like this completion. Yeah. It's like this completion of a year, it's completion of a life, it's a completion of a season, a time, you know, and so it's kind of very beautiful and poetic.
And yet
I know a lot of really people, I mean, December is a big month of death in my family as well. Mm. And, you know, it's just, it's a tough time. It's a tough time of year.
It is a tough time. And I think also what I want to mention to everybody listening is that, you know, make sure you do touch base with everybody around this time of year, because we don't live in each other's heads and we don't really know what's going on. And I can see in a lot of my friends, especially a lot of my friends who either been kicked out of their families or who have left their families because of being gay or being queer or being anything. It's a time when you really do have to make the effort and go through your phone book and touch base with everybody.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to do it. There's no excuse for you not to pick up the phone and talk with everyone, because I know even now I'll get phone calls from people and they'll be, oh, I'm just calling to say hi, but you can hear so much more in that phone call. Like they want that interaction. They want that human connection or something.
Yeah.
So I also always make it a point to go through my phone book and touch base with everybody that I possibly can keep in contact with.
Yeah, I'm a big phone person to begin with. I call people all the time just to say hi, and I don't really have time to talk, but I'm thinking of you kind of phone caller. And that's exactly true. I mean, it's a great day to just make phone calls, or a great week or great time of year between Christmas and New Year's.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are off. You can always just leave a message. But yeah, I mean, I definitely, over the years of doing radio, talking about the blue Christmas syndrome is a really big thing for people in the GLBT community.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there are other options besides going out to the bars during this time.
Totally.
But if you enjoy the bar scene and you feel a bit lonely, you know, you can also go out and up and down the neighborhoods and the areas. But it's also just about going out, like just go out and be a part of life and try to see it through the eyes that it's all happening around you, and you can be a part of it as opposed to you're not a part of it. And it truly is just about the kind of glasses that you put on that day. It's really that simple. It's that simple to say, I'm going to go to the movie theater and I'm going to go have a cup of coffee. And if you find yourself alone during this time and that feels lonely and sad, you know, just still get yourself out, get yourself out of the isolation. I've had to do that. You know, there have been, like I said, there have been years where I didn't want to put up a tree. I didn't want to do certain stuff, but it's always helpful to still just get out and try to look with the right set of eyes out.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm paraphrasing what Erykah Badu, one of my favorite writers and songstresses and blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. She's a brilliant performer. But what she said was, you know, I first have to think that I'm happy and then I become happy.
Absolutely. It's a state of mind.
It totally is.
My girlfriend always says that, you know, she heard that one time, you know, it's just change your glasses.
Yeah.
Like it's, what are you looking through?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what is your perspective? Is your perspective one of gratitude and hope and happiness, or are you perspective misery and right. sadness and, you know, and we have a choice as to that. We really do.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody is truly isolated in Chicago, especially if you're in the Chicagoland area, if you're in any city, or even if you're in any suburb, like Amy just mentioned, you know, get out and do something, go to a mall, hang out, go see a movie.
Yeah. Go to a mall, sit in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Like you never know what you'll see, who you'll meet.
Mm-hmm. And waitresses are a hoot to talk to on Christmas day.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, they always got something to say, and you know,
I always think Christmas Eve is a great night to go out to dinner with folks. You know, even if you have a couple of friends and you find out some people are going to be in town, they don't even have to be your best friends. If your really good friends are gone, like get together with some new people, you know, and put it on out there. And I always think, too, a good Christmas movie can get you in the right spirit. And I love Scrooge so much. It makes me so happy. I love that movie. I love to see it during this time of year. I don't know why I love that movie so much, but I really do. I just love it.
I'm a Christmas story. Fa ra 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 ra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go eat Chinese on Christmas Day.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. He's all grown up now.
He is.
That's crazy.
He's still got the baby fat, though. He's still got the round cheeks.
No, that's great. You know, and also you can just, I mean, any of the Wonderful Life and all the musicals.
White Christmas.
Meet Me in St. Louis. And, there you go.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good impersonation.
I'm going to be here all night.
Thank you.
Me and so, Bing, like that.
Anyhow, we would love it. You can obviously comment on our site, and we'd love to hear from you. But we also just want to say, you know, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. If you're a new listener or you've been listening since the very beginning, we are sending our Merry Christmas wishes out to you.
Merry Christmas, Hana Kwanzaa, all of them.
Oh, I love when you say it like that. And you know, today we're going to still have all of our gaggle of folks. Mm-hmm. Jerry Potter's going to be with us on his Potter's Picks. We've got Logan Schwartz and Grubinier. She is still on a rant that is so funny. She is just, God, the world is giving her good material is what it is.
Totally.
It's crazy. And a lot of news. You'd think things would be slowing down at the end of the year. Big news day. And also we're going to be talking about... our favorite baubles,
you know, the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes have been announced here last week, so we're going to be talking about all those and maybe some of our predictions. I don't know.
Yes, I think so.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. And some more Christmas music, of course, because we just have to salt and pepper the show with Christmas music because I love it.
Everywhere. That's why it's good to have Peter as one of the hosts.
DJ Peter Maverick.
Music. Stay with us. Just one look and I can hear a bell.
Again, the show you can't resist is coming back. Mamma Mia, the guaranteed get happy hit about a mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. Packed with ABBA's greatest hits, it's got audiences dancing in the aisles all around the world. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life one more time.
Now playing through December 31st at the Cadillac Palace Theater. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's Bee in My Bonnet. This bee is as stressful as President Bush trying to read the Iraq Group study report. I wonder how long it will take him to read all 160 pages of the Iraq Group study report. I heard it took him 2 weeks to get through green eggs and ham. My Carl Dad has already finished the report, and he came to this conclusion. Violence in Iraq is as widespread as Britney Spears getting out of a limo with Paris Hilton. This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, and this is the Bee in My Bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
United States researchers in Africa have found that circumcision is such a good defense against HIV infection that they shut down two studies early and instead gave all participants a chance to be circumcised. One study in Kenya showed that circumcision cut adult males' HIV infection risk from heterosexual intercourse by 53%, while another study in Uganda showed a 48% decrease. In Africa, an estimated 25 million people are affected with HIV and AIDS.
David Kay, a 56-year-old Maryland rabbi caught in a nationally televised sex sting, has been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for attempting to have sex with someone he believed to be a 13-year-old boy. In September, Kay, whose attempt was aired on a Dateline NBC sting, was convicted in a federal court of enticement and traveling across state lines to engage in illegal sexual conduct.
New research has discovered that people who can write with both their right and left hands are more likely to be bisexual. Are you ambidextrous, Peter? However, it also revealed that ambidextrous individuals also reported suffering from asthma, hyperactivity, and dyslexia more than individuals who are more definite about which hand they prefer. That's just because they work too hard, both hands, looking at both boys and girls.
Right brain and left brain. January's Vanity Fair includes an article by Buzz Bissinger that accuses Augustine Burroughs of embellishing many facts in the memoir Running with Scissors. In the autobiography, Burroughs writes of how his crazy mother gave him away to her shrink and his dysfunctional family. The real-life family that raised Burroughs is now suing the author for defamation.
And Richard Hatch, the openly gay winner of the first season of TV Survivor, who is serving more than 4 years in prison for failing to pay taxes on his $1 million prize, has filed an appeal of his conviction. In the appeal, filed in Boston, Hatch is arguing that the judge prevented him from declaring that the show's producers struck a deal with him to pay his taxes if he won.
I don't know about that one. Self-proclaimed original supermodel Janice Dickinson was involved in a hit-and-run accident. Dickinson and three passengers were on the freeway when an unknown driver in a semi-truck sideswiped their vehicle into a median and sped away. Dickinson, who was wearing a seatbelt at the time, was thrown headfirst into the windshield and suffered a concussion. However, she was given a clean bill of health by the doctors, presumably all the Botox
and bits and pieces in her face. Andrew Davis, our news editor, is so happy she's okay. Janice is okay. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jerry Potter's Picks. This week's picks are about more fun holiday ideas for you. This week, I tried the back massager from HomeMedics. It's called an Atom Massager. Great for people with that are in the service industry that have sore backs. It also has a light inside of it, so this lights up in the dark. It was recently featured on The View. You can go to linensandthings.com to purchase this. Also, I saw The Queen this week, thequeen-movie.com. This is starring Helen Mirren. She will probably win the Oscar with this one. It's a lot more entertaining than I thought it would be. It looked a little boring from the preview, and then I was blown away by how much I learned from watching this movie and seeing her performance. So, go see Dreamgirls, but also check out The Queen. Keep your ears warm and your music rocking with JVC Arctic 180 Ear Warmers. These are going to keep your ears warm. While you can plug it into your iPod, I use it all the time in Chicago. I think it's very important when it's freezing cold outside. You can pick this up at Brookstone, where I got mine at Nordstrom. Gwen Stefani's DVD would also make a great gift. The concert was great last year. She is amazing in concert, and her new CD is rocking. So you have to listen to her. She is a lot of fun. Also, I've been listening to Duncan Sheik's Brighter Later Anthology. This didn't have a lot of hits, but was kind of overlooked and a little slow in parts, but I really enjoyed it. It's a double CD. He supported us by playing at Halstead Market Days last year, so let's support him. I want to wish everyone happy holidays this year from Jerry Potter, and keep listening to Jerry Potter's Picks on Windy City Queercast. Next week will be my year-end wrap-up. Thank you.
Here's your kid's meal.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, that comes with a free prize.
A pony!
What do you say, Maggie?
Thank you.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Turn left
on Ashland Avenue.
Whoa, this GPS thing is amazing.
I know.
We've never gotten to Debbie's this fast.
Turn right on Wood Place.
Look, there's her house.
And remember, her boyfriend's name is Kurt, not Chris. Chris was her last boyfriend.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
The doctor will see you now.
My appointment's not for another 10 minutes.
Well, the doctor's running a little ahead today.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
The Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Mamma Mia. Dancing Queen, Take a Chance on Me, and more classic ABBA hits are woven into an enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at newworldastrology.com.
Hey, pig! This is Judy Tenuta, the love goddess, and you're listening to Queercast. It makes my hormones slam dance. It could happen.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
There's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, Pennsylvania, and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home.
And you know what is really interesting, Peter, as we did our news, one story I want to comment on is that I used to be fairly ambidextrous.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know if that really makes me bisexual. I don't really feel like I'm a Kinsey. I don't feel like I'm a Kinsey 6, but you know.
I don't know. So you could write with both hands.
Well, it wasn't that I wrote with both hands. But I did a lot of other things with. I was pretty equally good with both hands. I couldn't.
That's dirty.
I'm not really. Yeah.
I don't know. I started playing
that
a piano,
too.
Right? I started playing the piano when I was a little baby. So, I mean, not a little baby, but I was quite young when I started playing the piano. And so I just work well with both hands. I always have.
Anymore, really. I mean, except for the guitar. I mean, you know, when you learn how to play guitar, it makes your...
But can you switch?
Oh, good Lord, no.
No, okay.
I mean, I can't play a left-handed guitar. I can only play a right-handed guitar. But, you know, it gives you strength, at least in a different way.
And
flexibility in a hand that you don't normally have, the one you don't use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I was just, you know, I had my arm in a sling for a little while because I've never broken a bone in my body, but I had my arm in a sling, so I was able to switch. But I am definitely not bisexual.
No.
No offense, ladies. I wish I could be you and make babies. I can't.
No, you should have seen his face. He turned 10 shades of green when he had to look at Britney Spears' little crotch.
I did. Her little meat flaps.
God.
It was vile. So, speaking of popular culture, what
pop
a segue.
Culture. Our queer snap. Okay. Our Mini City Pod snap.
The Golden Globe nominations is here. I think
My pod snap goes out to Jennifer Hudson. I just say it. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm proud. I cannot wait to see Dreamgirls.
I am very excited, Makated. It's coming in just a few days.
I know.
Here.
I am freaking out.
We're gonna have it in a minute. A big disappointment, and I know the Golden Globes. So the Golden Globes are like the more international.
Yeah, they're the foreign press.
Right.
It's the foreign press awards. And they often tip the hand to how things are going to go for the Oscars.
Yes.
Not always. But they definitely show where the cream is going to rise,
right,
and where the chaff is going to fall off to the side.
Kind of a thermometer. Sort of.
And talk about like you were going to say, what was the big shutout or the big surprise?
Well, I was going to say the big disappointment is that Borat was nominated at all.
Oh, that it was nominated.
Yeah, that it was nominated by the European press.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So it was nominated for Best Motion Picture in Comedy or Musical.
And that's the nice thing about the Golden Globes is they divide up the dramas,
right,
and they divide up the comedy musicals. And I wish they did this at the Oscars because it's just, how can you compare? I mean, how could you compare Schindler's List with a great comedy? I mean, you just couldn't. I mean,
well,
when you look back over time, I don't know.
But I think objectively, a movie is a movie that's made because it's made up of many pieces.
I agree.
So if they all fall into line, then it's a great fucking movie and then it deserves Best Picture. But
that's
you're right.
It's hard, Apples, though.
And has a comedy ever won for Best Picture? I think it's gotten close.
Well, Chicago.
Chicago wasn't a comedy, though.
It was a musical comedy. It was considered a musical comedy.
It's considered a musical. Oh, I guess so.
It's in the musical or comedy category, which is where Dreamgirls is this year. And you know, it's interesting because I think that there's some interest. I think there's some unusual choices that I don't agree with. I don't even know how to pronounce Borat. Borat?
Borat.
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 So he's nominated.
Yeah, Foul. Well, the picture's nominated. Is he nominated? Okay, so what we're looking at is a gigantic list of these things, and I didn't print it out nicely.
The best motion picture in a comedy or musical.
Oh, God, he
Borat,
did get nominated.
The Devil Wears Prada, which I highly agree with. Dreamgirls have not seen, but I agree with. Little Miss Sunshine, I definitely agree with. Thank You for Not Smoking, Thank You for Smoking, I don't agree with. I saw this film, I thought it was a snooze. And I did not enjoy it at all. But the best picture drama, Babel, which is supposed to be fabulous. Mm. Bobby, which got very mixed reviews.
Right.
The Departed, which is the brand new Scorsese, which is supposed to be brilliant with Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do they all seem so recent to you?
They're very recent.
So recent. Like,
it's
anything,
usually how it goes, though. Mm. Little Children, which is the fabulous Kate Winslet movie. If you haven't seen it, brilliant. And The Queen, which Helen Mirren will win, and I think that will get that award.
I hope she does.
Now, you're probably very excited that your girl is top of the list in the drama actress.
Yeah, Penny Cruz.
Yeah.
She was nominated for Volver, although she's up against some... I mean, it's a very... I don't understand why Maggie Gyllenhaal is
I do.
Really?
I actually think she's really talented. And this Sherry Baby she's nominated for, I really missed that in the movie theaters, but it's supposed to be fantastic, where she plays this kind of drug-addicted... mom.
Why is it that the crackhead
mother,
poor women always get nominated?
Well,
girl.
The Queen got nominated too, but
well,
it's just
true.
It's just a stone's toss difference. Let me tell you.
She's just a rich crackhead. That's all.
Kate Winslet, who is just she's just a chestnut already at the age of 33.
Oh,
I mean, she's so nominated for
totally.
And deserves it. I mean,
it seems like
actress.
Kate Winslet and Toni Collette were in everything this year.
Yeah, yeah.
They truly were.
Truly. And Judi Dench rounding out that. Mm-hmm. I think the surprise is that Leonardo DiCaprio is going against himself. And they have said that this will probably happen for the Oscars, both for Blood Diamond, where he looks like such a macho little man, doesn't he?
It's a powerful movie, though. I have not seen it yet. And I think it has really the power to make people think twice.
Yeah.
And I think the people at... De Beers are not happy about this movie.
Well, and also he's also nominated for The Departed, but Will Smith, also this breakout role, they're saying The Pursuit of Happiness, and you know, you kind of wonder if Leonardo will be against himself in both of those, so it will leave some room for Forest Whitaker also playing Idi Amin.
Yeah.
And The Last King of Scotland, which I think is just huge. I mean, there's been the National Board of Reviews. There have been a lot of other awards that have already been announced. I don't think Chicago has announced quite yet, but hands down, the two big winners right now are Forest Whitaker and Helen Mirren. So it'll be interesting to see if the foreign press, both of those being foreign actors, move along in the in sync with that.
Yeah. It's very interesting to me to jump around topics a little bit. The best foreign language film, which I'm usually like so into all of them, that Pan's Labyrinth and Volvere came out so... Pan's Labyrinth isn't really released yet in most of the states.
Wow.
And it came out so late in the game. It looks amazing. It totally looks amazing, but it's just so strange to me that it is actually nominated there. And it came out very late in the year. I just still don't get that. I feel like the movie has to be out and hanging out. So
yeah, you know. And you know, they also, one of the other things that makes the Golden Globes not like the Oscars is that there's television. There's television on it. And I have to say, I'm super, super excited that Katherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy was nominated.
The series is also nominated for Best Drama.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And Elizabeth Perkins for Weeds.
Oh, who should totally...
Just love her. And your Heroes guy is also nominated, Masayoka.
Masayoka. It means the interesting hill.
Interesting hill.
If I've seen his Conjuring.
Well, and the supporting actors, it's always like they can be in a television show, a miniseries, or a motion picture. So the range is so strange, you know, who is nominated. But those are...
Edie Falco caught another one. She's up against Patricia Arquette for Medium. Now, I don't watch Medium a lot, but every time I do watch it, I'm so amazed that Patricia Arquette is not the whispering actress that I usually see her
as. Really?
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
It's a fantastic, fantastic show. I don't watch it with regularity. I watch Heroes a little bit more regularly than that, but she's there. Kira Sedgwick, also for The Closer. I'm not familiar with that.
I love that show. Yeah, Kira's really amazing. And you know, the other thing that's really interesting is Prada has gotten a lot of awards. Mm-hmm. The Devil Wears Prada, very gay film. Emily Blunt is nominated.
Very gay film.
It is. So it's so gay. I mean, Meryl Streep is nominated. The film is nominated. Emily Blunt, who plays the assistant, she is nominated in a motion picture. She is also nominated in a different role, which is interesting, as a supporting actress in a television movie miniseries. But I think it's really... it's really, really huge that that she's nominated so many and will be up against Jennifer Hudson, which is cool.
Absolutely. Ugly Betty hit a bunch of things this time around,
too. I love Ugly Betty, too, which is kind of like the television Latino version of Devil Wears Prada.
Well, you know, America Ferrera got a nomination for Best Actress in a television series or comedy, and she's up against some pretty stiff competition. Marsha Cross, Felicity Huffman, obviously from Desperate Housewives. Mary Louise Parker nominated.
Oh, and Marsha Cross got nominated this year.
She did. And then Julia Louis-Dreyfus, further proving that there's no Seinfeld curse.
Oh, God.
She got nominated as well.
She annoys me.
Do not like that show very much.
Annoys me. You know, but I just should say that the reigning, besides more so than even Leonardo DiCaprio, Helen Mirren has three nominations. Mm-hmm. She's nominated for The Queen. She is nominated against herself in the leading actress, I guess it's probably a miniseries category. Right. She is against herself for Elizabeth I, as well as Prime Suspect, The Final Act.
Now, do you watch Prime Suspect?
Oh, yes. And I
love
watched The Final Act. I love them. I
love
this last one because she was just like this alcoholic mess
just
and her
amazing.
Dad died. And it was just brilliant.
It's just amazing. It's some of the best. I think it's some of the best television I think I've ever seen. And it's on broadcast TV. Hello. Love that.
Exactly. My thing is that I want Helen Mirren to win for The Queen, and I really want Gillian Anderson to win for Bleak House.
Bleak House, which...
Because she's my redheaded, you know, one of my redheaded crushes. So.
Have you seen Bleak House start to finish?
Oh, start to finish.
It's
we
so...
TiVo'd it. This is the power of TiVo. We TiVo'd the whole freaking miniseries and would not watch it till it was all captured. And then we watched it.
It's so
beautiful.
That
is the way to watch a miniseries.
It's so beautiful. And it's actually nominated for the best miniseries or motion picture made for television.
So gorgeous.
I've seen all of them, actually. I've seen Bleak House. I've seen Broken Trail, which was just okay. Elizabeth I, stunningly beautiful. Mrs. Harris, another incredible, incredible thing. That's going to be a really hard one to call. And Prime Suspect, The Final Act, was also nominated. So my pick is Bleak House, though.
I loved it so much. It's so good.
When I was watching it, you don't even doubt for a second the reality of where these people are, the reality of what they're thinking.
It was
it's just so perfect.
It was
spot on.
It was so spot on. And I mean, the television series category, I have many of mine and Peter's favorites. The only one I don't watch, and I know most people would just be shocked by this, is I don't watch 24, but
it's
just because of when it's on. But Big Love, which we love, Grey's Anatomy, which we love, Heroes, which we love, and Lost, which we love. So it's, I don't know if you watch Lost.
I don't watch Lost. I watched the first season and then it got too slow for me. And
huge category of dramatic television series.
Big Love is going to be back soon, isn't it? Or is it?
It is. Well, you know what? Starting in January is Rome.
Oh,
very sexy. Room. I highly recommend it if you've not seen it on HBO.
And Bill Paxton.
And The L Word coming out January 7th, January 15th, somewhere around there. Early January.
So much good stuff.
Time to get Showtime and HBO if you don't have it.
Right. Or learn how to download things on
the
internet.
They should give us some money now since I said that. So the Golden Globes are when? When do they air? They air on January 15th.
Yeah. So in just a couple weeks here.
Not long that we have to wait. And
So interesting. Yeah, that's the other thing. The nominations come out and then boom, boom, the award show is on.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Make it happen quick.
Yeah. Do it. The Europeans aren't screwing around.
So I don't know what
here you go.
I'm going to say that probably The Departed is going to win Film of the Year, even though Babel had more nominations than anybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say Helen Mirren, and I'm going to say probably Forrest Whitaker. But that's just because it's a foreign film.
Yeah.
I think Leonardo may have a shot when we get the Oscars, though. And Jennifer Hudson.
I haven't seen Blood Diamond, so. I have to see it.
Lots to see. It's got that beautiful Jaman Hansu. Mm-hmm. Oof.
I get scared of films about Africa because I get all depressed. And
oh.
I get all depressive behind that.
It seems all angry and shit. So.
It does. And it's about diamonds.
It's not angry for us. And we just hope you all have had a wonderful holiday season. And mm-hmm. we're glad to be a part of it. And are you going to open your Prezi?
I am going to open my Prezi. I don't think I'm going to do it on the air, though. Like I said, I was going to do it.
He's embarrassed.
Well, because Amy got me something and I haven't given her gift yet.
It's all right. It's given me a gift. Every time you folks don't know that every time I walk out of here, Peter has baked me something at least every other time I walk out of here, and I have enjoyed his goodness throughout since August. So in his lovely home, which is where our studio is. So.
Right, and now you're going to come see me naked in my show in a minute. So.
Yeah, in a minute, and I'm going to see. That's why he got all those sweets and handed them to me.
Okay, Mama got to show her flesh. She got to say skinny.
I need some sweets. I'm going to go to Peter's house. So I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I have to go buy some more gifts.
Yeah, I do too. I have to rush out to the store
right now.
And I want to tell folks we've only got two more shows left this year. We're going to be talking in the next show, and I really wanted to promote this because I think it's going to be fascinating. We're going to be talking with some of our newsies at the Windy City Media Group about what's going on or sort of a year in what happened.
What are the biggest stories?
So many huge things happened to Chicago. So definitely, I think we're
in
also
the gay community,
and the gay community in general. I mean, we had the gay games here. Hello. But I think we're also going to talk a lot about what's going on there. Please, 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 if you have any thoughts, please share them with us. We have this voicemail line. If you want to leave us a little something, 312-21-BE-GAY. We would love to hear what you thought was a big story of 2006 or something that you really enjoyed being a part of, something that you hated even if you thought it was wrong that it happened.
Even on our podcast.
Yeah, anything. I mean, if you hate that we're podcasting, tell us a message and say, I hate that you're podcasting. And I'll say, okay, well, baby, come over. You can be on the show. So, you know, something like that. And then the legend herself, Cherry Jones, is going to be with us. Coming up
here. Yes, Tony Award-winning openly lesbian actress. Actually, her girlfriend, Sarah Paulson, was nominated as well for a supporting actress. Cherry Jones, God, she's been in just everything. Mm. If you're in theater and you're gay, you know Cherry Jones, especially if you're a lesbian in theater like myself. She has been my idol. And so we have a very full, big, exclusive interview with her here on the Windy City Queercast because she's coming here in January with Doubt. So, we just thank you.
So, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Kala Christuyena.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. That's how we say it down where I'm
Christmas.
From.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And happy holidays, folks. We will talk to you just after the holidays. And folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at WCMGPromo@AOL.com.
Folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.